Have you ever tried to spin an airplane on purpose? If you learned in a Cessna 152 or a Citabria, you know the drill. Power idle, full aft stick, full rudder, and the nose drops through. Recovery is straightforward if you've been trained. Now imagine you're pulling 9 Gs in a fighter in combat with someone trying to kill you. A spin in that scenario is not a training exercise, it's a death sentence. I'm Tower and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Today we're looking at a system most of us will never interact with, but one that says a lot about where flight envelope protection is heading for all of aviation. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So, let's talk about the F-35 Lightning II and something Lockheed Martin calls the Automated Departure Resistance System. The name is a mouthful, so the engineers and pilots just call it AutoDRES, and here's what it does in plain language. It makes the F-35 essentially impossible to spin. Now, before you say that sounds like cheating, let me give you some context. In earlier generations of fighters, departure from controlled flight was a real killer. We're talking about post-stall gyrations, deep stalls, flat spins, the kind of aerodynamic events that ended careers and lives. The F-14 Tomcat was notorious for this. The early models had compressor stalls in the TF-30 engines that could throw the jet into a flat spin with almost no warning. Crews died. The Navy spent years trying to fix it. The F-16 was better, but still susceptible. It used a system called the flight control computer to limit angle of attack, but aggressive maneuvering could still get you into trouble if you overrode the limiters. And in combat, pilots override limiters. That's just the reality. So when Lockheed Martin designed the F-35, they took a fundamentally different approach. Instead of giving pilots warnings and letting them sort it out, they built departure resistance directly into the flight control laws. The airplane will not let itself depart controlled flight, period. Here's how it works. The F-35 is a fly-by-wire aircraft. There is no mechanical linkage between the stick and the control surfaces. Every input the pilot makes goes through a computer first. The AutoDRES system monitors angle of attack, side slip, pitch rate, roll rate, yaw rate, and about a dozen other parameters in real time. When it detects that the aircraft is approaching the edge of its controllable envelope, it intervenes, not with a warning light, not with a stick shaker. It actually modifies the controllable surface deflections to keep the jet in controlled flight. The pilot might be pulling the stick full aft and stomping on the rudder, commanding a maneuver that would put any legacy fighter into a spin, and the F-35 just smoothly limits the response. The pilot feels the resistance, but the airplane keeps flying. It bends the flight path rather than braking it. Now, here's the part that matters from an engineering standpoint. The F-35 is aerodynamically unstable in certain regimes. That's by design. Unstable aircraft are more maneuverable. But that instability means the jet literally cannot be flown without the flight control computers. If you lost all the computers, which has multiple layers of redundancy to prevent, the airplane would depart controlled flight almost immediately. The AutoDRES system is not an add-on. It is a fundamental part of what makes the airplane flyable. This is a big deal for combat. Think about what a fighter pilot does in a dogfight or even in a beyond visual range engagement. You're pulling maximum G, you're rolling, you're unloading, you're yanking the jet into position to get a weapon solution or to defeat an incoming missile. In a legacy fighter, there's always a voice in the back of your head. Don't pull too hard here. Watch your angle of attack. Keep the ball centered or you'll depart. That cognitive load is real. It takes bandwidth away from the tactical problem. The F-35 removes that concern almost entirely. The pilot can fly the jet to its structural limits without worrying about departing controlled flight. Full concentration on the fight, full concentration on sensors, weapons, and situational awareness. The airplane handles its own aerodynamics. Test pilots at Edwards Air Force Base and Patuxent River Naval Air Station spent years validating this system. They deliberately tried to spin the F-35. They flew it to the absolute corners of the envelope, combinations of angle of attack and side slip that would put any fourth generation fighter into an unrecoverable situation. The jet refused to depart. Every time, the flight control laws caught it and brought it back. There was one test pilot who described it as trying to push a shopping cart through a wall. You can shove all you want, but the cart is not going through. The airplane just says no. Now, some old-school fighter pilots will tell you this is a problem. They argue that departure resistance limits the aircraft's ultimate maneuvering capability. If you can't access the post-stall regime, you can't do the kind of high-angle-of-attack maneuvering that jets like the Su-35 demonstrate at air shows. The Cobra maneuver, the Pugachev hook, those dramatic post-stall gyrations. And that's a fair point from an air show perspective. But Lockheed Martin's argument, and the Air Force seems to agree, is that post-stall maneuvering in actual combat is a losing proposition. If you're slow enough and out of control enough to be doing Cobras in a real fight, you're probably about to die anyway. The F-35's philosophy is to never get there in the first place. Stay fast, stay in control, use your sensors and stealth to win the fight before it becomes a knife fight. Here's where this connects to the rest of us in general aviation, because the same philosophy is trickling down slowly into the airplanes we fly. Garmin's Electronic Stability and Protection System, or ESP, does something conceptually similar in general aviation aircraft. It doesn't make your Cirrus SR-22 spin-proof, but it does provide progressive resistance through the autopilot servos when you approach unusual attitudes. If you're banking too steeply or pitching too far nose up or nose down, ESP nudges the airplane back toward a safe attitude. You can override it, but it's there. The Garmin Autonomy system goes even further. Emergency auto-land, the airplane can fly itself to a runway and land if the pilot becomes incapacitated. These systems exist on a spectrum, and the F-35's Autodree sits at the far end of that spectrum. Total envelope protection that cannot be defeated by the pilot. General aviation is nowhere near that level of integration, but the direction of travel is clear. More automation, more protection, more systems designed to keep the airplane flying, even when the human is doing something the airplane disagrees with. And this raises a philosophical question that every pilot should think about. Where is the line between a tool that helps you fly and a system that flies for you? The F-35 pilot is absolutely flying the airplane. They're making tactical decisions, they're maneuvering, they're fighting. But the airplane has veto power over certain inputs. It will not let the pilot kill the pilot. In general aviation, we're not there yet. You can still stall and spin a Cessna 172. You can still fly a Piper Cherokee into a situation the airplane can't get you out of. Stick and rudder skills matter, and they'll continue to matter for a long time. But the trend line is undeniable. The machines are getting smarter, and they're getting better at protecting us from ourselves. Whether you think that's a good thing or a bad thing probably depends on whether you've ever watched a departure from controlled flight that didn't end well. One more thing worth noting. The F-35 program has built over 1,000 of these jets, 3 variants, flown by the United States Air Force, Navy, and Marines, plus more than a dozen allied nations, and in all those flight hours, across all those aircraft and all those pilots, there has not been a single loss of control accident attributed to departure from control flight. Not one. For a single-engine fighter that routinely operates at the edge of its performance envelope, that is a remarkable safety record. Compare that to the F-16, which has been a fantastic airplane but has lost aircraft to departure-related incidents. Or the F-18, same story. The Autodree system is doing exactly what it was designed to do. That's your look at one of the most sophisticated flight control systems ever built. Sources for today's segment include Simple Flying's deep dive on the departure resistance system, along with Lockheed Martin's published flight test data. More at RadioHangar.com. I'm Tower. Fly the airplane even when the airplane is helping you fly it. See you next time.